Are you ready to step into the world of Japanese horror, where chilling aesthetics, supernatural tales, and psychological depth blend seamlessly? What sets J-horror apart from conventional Hollywood frights? And how do Japanese filmmakers craft terrifying narratives that will haunt your dreams? Explore the eerie allure of Japanese folklore, kabuki-inspired storytelling, the works of filmmaker Takashi Shimizu, and the slow crescendo of fear in J-horror. Join me as we unravel the mysteries and delve into the darkness of this captivating genre. Are you brave enough to listen? My name is Emily Lambert, and this is Know It All. From conventional Hollywood frights to the sophistication of European terror, the diversity of horror around the globe is vast. Japanese horror, or J-horror, stands out to me due to its departure from traditional American horror tropes, which often capitalizes more on gore and jump scares, such as Texas Chainsaw Massacre and the Saw franchise. J-horror drew their inspiration from kabuki theater. What is kabuki theater, you ask? Kabuki theater is a traditional form of Japanese theater known for its elaborate costumes, stylized acting, and dramatic storytelling dating back to the 17th century. J-horror, like kabuki performances, focuses on creating an atmosphere of lingering dread and psychological horror rather than relying on sudden scares. One of my all-time favorite Japanese filmmakers is Takashi Shimizu. If you are an avid horror fan like me, you may be familiar with the Grudge series. My man Takashi was the mastermind filmmaker of those movies. Shimizu adeptly blends traditional Japanese ghost stories with modern techniques to create eerie and thought-provoking narratives. His films explore the human psyche and the consequences of actions, utilizing lighting, sound design, and camera angles to build tension and claustrophobia. The way he frames his shots and builds tension through subtle details such as pale hands coming out of the darkness is a testament to Shimizu's skill as a filmmaker. Critic Stephanie Archer praises Shimizu's effective use of horror elements, particularly in Ju-on scenes that immerse viewers in the terror alongside the characters. Archer also admires the film's incorporation of technology, such as security cameras and telephones, to enhance the terror of the curse. By merging traditional storytelling with modern filmmaking, J-horror offers a unique and captivating viewing experience for horror enthusiasts. In conclusion, Japanese horror, or J-horror, is a genre that continues to intrigue and captivate audiences worldwide with its unique storytelling, chilling aesthetics, and deep-rooted cultural references. Filmmakers like Takashi Shimizu have successfully blended traditional Japanese ghost stories with modern filmmaking techniques to create films that are not only terrifying but also thought-provoking. The influence of kabuki theater, Japanese folklore, and psychological horror in J-horror adds a layer of complexity and depth that sets it apart from conventional horror films. For those who appreciate a slow-building sense of dread and a deeper exploration of the human psyche, J-horror is truly a genre worth delving into. This podcast is produced by the Community College of Baltimore County's New Media Collective and the Media Studies Program, written by Emily Lambert. Special thanks to my professor, Beth Benoch. She has given me a deeper understanding and appreciation for the history and art of motion pictures. I learned about the evolution of film techniques, the development of popular movie genres, and the unique ability of films to reflect and shape public attitudes and social values. By studying the historical context in which films are created, analyzing various genres, and exploring how films record and reshape history, I have come to appreciate the power of film in society to inspire, educate, and entertain audiences. The course has broadened my perspective on the role of film in shaping cultural norms and beliefs, sparking my interest in further exploring the world of cinema. My name is Emily Lambert, and this has been Know It All. Listen to all of our episodes to learn something new in 5 minutes. Check the show notes for links to my sources, a transcript, and other good content about J-Horror and Takashi Shimizu's haunting universe. Bye for now!